MetLife International wants you to try Glyco Tea. You'll be drinking the finest quality tea, providing you with such benefits as absorption of carbs and calories. Great for diabetics and aids you with weight loss. For pennies a day, you can boost your energy. For more information or to order Glyco Tea, go to www.life26.4tgl.com or call 720-494-4663.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I just stand here at the American Freedom Network, and we're going to do open lines. I've been away at a meeting on vaccines. We'll talk a little bit about that this morning, but it's really open lines, and if you'd like to give us a call, our number is 78-7724-7524. That's 1-877-254-7524, so give me a call. But the night before last, Monday evening, I was in Sunday evening, I'm sorry, Sunday evening I was in Reston, Virginia, at a friend's house. In fact, it was Ted Flynn who wrote Hope of the Wicked. A book came out at the same time I did. His book deals with exactly the same subject of the spiritual battle we're involved in, the truly demonic, satanic forces that are out there at work undermining the fabric of our society. But Ted and I get together once every couple of years. And he had a doctor there who was just back from China, who'd been speaking over in Hong Kong at some sort of a medical meeting. And it was so interesting that when he was there, he had an opportunity to visit with a top banker, financier, who was determining the financial course of the Chinese people. And the top banker, of course, had met with Timothy Geithner and other American leaders and, of course, didn't think very much of them. But what he told this gentleman, this doctor, physician, was that the decision has been made by the people in power in China. And he said, countries are coming to me, people from all over the world are coming to me for advice to financial leaders of the world. And so six countries, and he didn't say which ones, but I'm sure he was talking about China and probably the so-called BRIC nations, along with the Arab nations. Everything points in that direction. But we have been systematically the invisible government, the satanic financiers who control our nation, who work in concert with the satanic financiers who control the rest of the world, and they've been working to control, to transfer systematically America's wealth to the so-called BRIC nations. That's a term they made up here within the last 3 or 4 months. That's Brazil, Russia, India, and China. In fact, just this last week, Ford has announced it's going to be opening up another automobile factory. This one is going to be producing a very small, inexpensive car called the Figo, F-I-G-O. I've seen pictures. Looks like a great little car. But, of course, the plant is going to be opened in India. The week before that, Ford Motor Company announced was opening a motor plant to create jobs and new cars in China. What the leaders of our nation are doing is systematically transferring the jobs and the wealth and the manufacturing that was previously centered here in the United States to the BRIC nations. And the BRIC nations, along with the Arab nations and one other. There were six nations, although my friend didn't get which six nations, but six nations there were, other than the fact it involved the Arab nations, which I think would be the BRIC nations, the Arab nations, and perhaps one other, to change the economic structure of the world. We have to have a stable currency to carry on international trade, and that's the lifeblood of this new manufacturing concept that we're creating, this idea where people will replace belief in God with belief in materialism, and we'll have so many wonderful toys to play with, we won't be worried about incidental things like God and God's plan for humanity. And no, we'll embrace materialism and let the somebody else take care of the course of our nation. Of course, when we do that, our nation is assured destruction, mutually assured destruction. Well, anyway, of course, these countries, the BRIC nations, the Arab nations, and one other, six nations, have decided to restructure the finances of the world to create a new currency based upon the value of oil and gold. And, of course, we then would do away with the dollar as the leading currency. When that happens, of course, most countries in the world are holding their reserves in dollars, and they will begin to rush to divest themselves of dollars because, it's simply like when you're in a crowded theater and somebody yells fire, everybody wants to get to the exit, and people get trampled, trying to get out of the theater. Well, people are going to be trampled trying to get out of the dollar. So far, everybody's been going along with the system. China's been gradually divesting itself of American bonds. It tries to plan to be out of American denominated treasury bonds and agency bonds over a period of 2 years. And, of course, as they do that, they're converting other dollars into property here in the United States, hoping at least that or manufacturing companies in the United States throughout the world or commodities will hold their value. After all, they've accumulated over $2 trillion just in reserves, and this is what they're going to do. They're going to look after themselves. Well, when I was told this story about the plan, and remember, this was Sunday evening, and this is Tuesday morning, I'm talking to you. Why, it sounded very, very plausible. I mean, certainly you need a stable international currency. America's having to borrow $5 billion a day to just keep going. The Federal Deposit Insurance Company, backed by the full faith and credit of the United States, is bankrupt. Now, they have a $500 billion line of credit with the Treasury, but why aren't they going to the United States Treasury to borrow the $500 billion line of credit? Because the Treasury doesn't have any money. Our government's having to borrow $5 billion a day just to pay its bills. Where is the Treasury going to come up with $500 billion? You can have a line of credit with a bankrupt bank, but not going to do a bit of good because the bank can't come up with anything and our government can't come up with anything. The FDIC is bankrupt. The Federal Guaranteed Pension Fund is bankrupt. The FHA is bankrupt. Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae are bankrupt. We'll be back in just a moment. Give me a call.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the K&C discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. a well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Paint Your Wagon reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message was sponsored by Paint Your Wagon, totally dedicated to the care and enrichment of our area seniors. For more information regarding programs and admissions, call 823-5390. That's 823-5390. That's Paint Your Wagon in Lyons, where they're always working for our seniors.
You've heard of it, the hair of the dog that bit you. A solution for your morning woes when you've had too much to drink. Each 12-ounce can of hair of the dog provides you with a natural, smooth energy boost and is a good liver detoxifier, even if you don't drink alcohol. To order hair of the dog or the 7 other awesome liquid nutrition products, go to www.liquidnutrition.4tgl.com or call 720-494-4663.
Well, I understand here our open lines. Give us a call at 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. But I was just talking about, of course, what it, my friend was told at Hong Kong within the last 2 weeks. Well, it happened. It started yesterday. Gold, which had been artificially manipulated down into the 990 level, hit 119 yesterday. Closed at 119. Opened this morning at 1,019. Gold at 1,019 yesterday. 1,035 this morning. Silver up 50 cents an ounce to 1740, somewhere in there. And I anticipate that gold will be, you know, probably at $1,200 an ounce, certainly maybe even $1,500 an ounce, you know, perhaps even by the end of this year. And silver could be heaven only knows where. And what you're seeing, of course, is not that these items are becoming more valuable, but they reflect the destruction of the dollar. We've been pleading with people to get out of dollars, to get out of insurance company policies, to get out of their pension funds, to get out of anything denominated in dollars, because they're going to be systematically destroyed. And it looks like it's beginning to happen. Anyway, that's all conjecture, but everything seems to be falling into place. And believe me, when it happens, it's going to happen so quickly that most people will not be able to protect themselves. And tragically, most people who haven't heeded our warning are going to be destroyed. And the whole life savings, the things that they've worked so hard for to amass physically, are going to be lost with it. But as tragic as that is, it may be something like this that's going to have to happen. Before people begin to understand that materialism and material wealth is not as important as your personal relationship with our Lord. And if you don't look to Him for guidance, you're not going to get through this, and you may very well lose everything materially you have. But if you gain a personal relationship with our Lord, He will sustain you. Won't make you rich. Certainly even my ministry, in my radio ministry, a $500,000 a year radio ministry, He never provides us anything extra. At least He hasn't since we first began. When somebody gave us a piece of property worth $100,000 to get started, but the realtors in this area in Northern California, I said, "But property isn't selling. I don't know whether I can even sell this property. I'll list it for you." And I said, "Go ahead and list it. I believe the Lord's in this." And A week later, the property sold, and we were then able to get the equipment that's allowed us to do what we've done. Now, I want you to know that my wife and I work full-time. We don't get any compensation. We don't ask for compensation. But we work full-time, and my wife often works until, I know, 10 or 11 o'clock at night. And, of course, I work until the same time. You know, just accumulate the information. But The Lord always provides, at least he has them until now, a few dollars over, a few dollars under what we need. He never provides too much. I wish he would, but then that's not why we're here, and that's not in his plan. And you learn to become increasingly dependent upon God. If you're in his will, he will provide. Doesn't mean things are going to be easy. Doesn't mean that they're not going to be attacked. Doesn't mean we may not die before this is over. Because, of course, we're telling the public the truth about the truly spiritual nature of the battle that's going on, the fact that there are Luciferian organizations, there are people in key positions of government that worship Lucifer, that sacrifice to him on a regular basis. Why do you think there's so many children who disappear on a regular basis in America, never to be heard from again? People laugh at that. That couldn't be going on. But are you absolutely certain? Because last night we actually talked to a gentleman who works with people who have been subject to satanic ritual abuse, and first he's learned from these people about the human sacrifices carried out, not in Africa, but right here in America, and what they consider the most important of all sacrifices, the most innocent of all life. Well, I understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christendom, and very few people even know a battle is going on. Our number, 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. And if not, I'll tell you about the specter that's haunting America today. It's the specter of death and disease, of disability and destruction. And it's not imaginary. It's really very real. Yesterday morning in the Wall Street Journal, in a rather small, inconspicuous article, it was announced that the health authorities have decided that the incidence of autism in the United States is not one in every 160 children. It's now one in every 100 children. And since the disease is far more prevalent in boys than girls, about one every 60 boys' life has been destroyed, not by accident, but certainly, in my estimation, by intent. And I hope you want to come to our conference. I'll be speaking on how they did it, who's behind it. And, well, who do we have calling in this morning?
Who's Hello, calling this is in? David in Colorado.
Hi, David. How are you doing? What part of Colorado?
We're in Longmont.
Okay, good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, sir. I read a book called Dead Air by Bob Larson.
Uh-huh.
It's about a radio announcer who gets a call one night, and it's all about sacrificial, you know, demonic sacrifices in America.
Yeah,
it's based on
Bob,
a true story.
Right, had a wonderful ministry. I learned so much from him. I remember the book. That was a great book. Some time ago.
Yeah, you said something earlier in the program here about our finances. You said to get out of our insurance companies.
Yep.
I'm curious to know about that, because I have a life insurance policy. I was kind of hoping that would be possibly the security for my wife should something happen to me. But I'm saying, please, can you elaborate on that?
Or turn me to somewhere
I can get the information.
Is it a life insurance or is it a term life insurance?
It's I'm going to have to check on that one.
Well, basically, you need some protection for your wife. And so term life insurance is dirt cheap. And certainly, if you have term life, there's no value in this other than if you die and then your wife has the protection. But a lot of people have been stricken into getting life insurance policies as a savings, so that, they can, will have that there. They can borrow on the policy. The policy has value. And it's in many respects like a savings account. And if you're in a regular life insurance policy, denominated in dollars, sell it or take whatever you can out of it and then let the thing go. Keep a term life insurance policy.
Okay.
For your wife, because you need that. But remember, if they destroy the value of the dollar and you have a life insurance policy, which has a lot of money, like a savings account built into it, they destroy the value of the dollar, they destroy the value of your insurance company, of your insurance holdings. So you're better to get out of that, to put that into gold and silver. But yes, buy a term policy for your wife's protection, but don't hold a regular life, a universal life, or one of these others that's putting aside a lot of money. And of course, the insurance company's been investing that, putting that into material possessions, which will hold their value as the value of our currency is destroyed. And this is what I'm referring to.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you so much for your program. I've enjoyed so much. I listen to you almost every day, and I listen to reruns, too.
I appreciate that. You know, and you can also get us on the Internet if you have us on 4 hours a day, separate programming. But, you know, we talk about many of the same things, sometimes many of the same guests. But my job is to educate you so that you can educate others. And so we can get the word out, and we are getting the word out. This is what's exciting. The majority of the American people are not going to take their swine flu shots, despite the most massive propaganda effort I've ever seen. And people are beginning to question, you know, can they believe what the government says? Well, of course they can't, because the government has been taken over by the dark side, by the what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. But at least some people, maybe we'll never have a majority of the people, but almost a majority of the people have said, we're not going to take your shot. We don't trust what you say. And what's fascinating, even the majority of healthcare personnel are not going to take it. To me, this is really exciting. And, you know, with the work that Alex Jones is doing, with the work that certainly Joyce Riley and Butch Paul and Chuck Chris Meyer and Steve Quayle and all of these people are doing, Bob Chapman just talking on finances. People, at least perhaps even almost 50% of the people, they may not understand it all, but they beginning to catch a glimpse of what's going on. So I'm going to be optimistic.
Yes. I'm anxious to hear what you have to share about vaccinations today from
all
this
right,
meeting
Father,
you went
God
to.
God bless.
So.
And,
all right.
You later.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Again, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Well, because remember, we are putting an all-day conference on the 25th of October, and I'll be speaking. Dr. Gotham Albrecht will be there. William Grigg will be there. Tom Horn. They all have excellent talks. We're bringing in the member of the European Parliament, because the European Parliament is really the reconstitution of the structure that existed when Nimrod ruled the world, the known world at that time, 5,000 years ago. And of course, I don't know if you've ever seen the picture of the incomplete Tower of Babel. It was painted in the 1500s, surrounded by occultic stars, upside-down stars with the point down. And that, of course, is a demonic star in contrast to the star we have on our flag where the point is upward. But certainly, of course, in Strasbourg today, there is a replica of the unfinished Tower of Babel. It's built as a building, but it's structured as an unfinished building, even though it's finished, but that's where the European Parliament meets, because the European Parliament is the rejuvenation at the beginning of this reconstitution of ancient Babylon, of course, of the Tower of Babel, of this society, this utopian society, which had been meant to rule the world under Nimrod. Only God intervened and put an end to it. But, of course, I don't think he's going to intervene this time until he comes again to claim his kingdom. Anyway, Ashley Mote will be here. He's a member of the European Parliament. Doesn't agree with what he's doing, but at least he's representative and a word of sanity. Well, we started out talking about what's happening with autism. They've just announced, oh, shucks, we just found 1 in 100 American children is autistic. Now, you have to understand that 30 years ago it was 2.2 children per 10,000. There's been a 45 times increase in the incidence of disease, not 45%, but 45 times increase from 2.2 children per 10,000 to 1 child in 100. And basically, of course, since the majority of boys, about 1 in 60 boys, is autistic, trapped behind a veil. He can't think. He can't think clearly. Everything is a cloud, and these kids are born normal, and they're developed normal, and then, of course, they're given a vaccination, and then they begin to regress. They can no longer talk. They can no longer think or communicate, and it just doesn't, and rock back and forth with constant pain.
How well do you know the law? While living in the same small community all your life, you've never been called for jury duty. In the United States, aren't all taxpayers eligible for the Pettit jury? The answer will surprise you. Back in a minute.
Discover America's truth. Citizen power creates freedom. Send for Hal von Lupert's Citizen Power series, Citizen Arrest, The Grand Jury, and Guerrilla Law, $27. Greeley, Colorado, P.O. Box 837, Citizen Power.
Who decides who's on the list jurors are picked from? Brace yourselves for this one. In many states, the sheriff picks the jury list. In other words, very often the officer who made the arrest will choose the list from which the jury will be chosen. If your state lets the accusers choose the jury, the solution is to petition the legislature to halt this unconstitutional practice.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524, and it's open line. So if you'd like to call, I would love to hear from you. But, you know, the conference I attended on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday was on vaccination, put on by the National Vaccine Information Center, Barbara Lowe Fisher's group. And if you have not been to the website, you need to. And you must understand that there really are people who are using the vaccination process to destroy our nation. Now, the average doctor is a good person. He doesn't understand this. He believes the mantra, he's heard it over and over again, vaccines are safe and efficient. In fact, I will have to admit that for many years I was a firm advocate of vaccines because they have done amazing things. They really have. I mean, certainly rabies, always something to be concerned about. Certainly a rabid animal. You get bitten by one, of course, you can become a raving rabid animal yourself. They call it hydrophobia, the fear of water. People, their minds are destroyed. They become mad, and they die. They have to be restrained until they die. And when you get rabies, there's nothing you can do about it. And rabies vaccination by Louis Pasteur was a great accomplishment. Yes, a one in every 400 people who actually takes the rabies shot is going to actually become, have an encephalitis and certainly be destroyed. But when you consider the risk-benefit ratio, why, certainly I'd far rather take a chance on 1 in 400 than the alternative of being going mad from rabies infection. Certainly the injection of dogs for rabies and in some, of course, instances there's rabies in the animals and the mice and things like that, the wolves and so they routinely inoculate dogs across America for rabies, and we've really pretty well done away with rabies in this country. An amazing, amazing accomplishment. And Sydney, I don't think that every time you get bitten by a dog you want to get a rabies shot, but that dog ought to be quarantined. And, if they're all right in 2 weeks, well, you got nothing to worry about. If they begin showing signs of rabies, they have to be sacrificed, the brains have to be looked at, and you have to take the chance, because you take a chance when you take the vaccine, but the risk-benefit ratio is all in favor of taking the shot. And smallpox. I've been in meetings where people say, oh, smallpox was going to go away, vaccination had nothing to do with it. And all I can say is hogwash. Smallpox vaccinations, one of the greatest things ever done. And a polio immunization, especially the Sabin polio vaccine, was an amazing accomplishment because it utilized the normal means that God gave us to maintain our immunity and protect us from disease. It didn't inject something. The Sabin vaccine was something you took by mouth. The idea of injecting dead organisms into you with all the complications, potential complications, is frightening. But the Sabin vaccine was a wonderful vaccine. We don't use it anymore here in America. They've gone back to the Salk vaccine, which certainly I believe is nowhere near as effective, but the Sabin vaccine, did away for all intents and purposes with polio, and I've heard all of the arguments. People saying, well, with the Sabin vaccine, the only cases of polio we saw in America were as a result of the vaccine, and that's absolutely true. There might be 8 cases of polio in the United States every year, 8 to 10 cases at the most, of people where the instances where the denatured, but deactivated a vaccine. It wasn't a killed vaccine. It was a deactivated vaccine, deactivated polio, a weakened polio. And where it would suddenly, once again, become virulent, it would infect the parent, perhaps, of a child that had been immunized, and that parent would come down with a disease. They referred to it as the virus going wild and suddenly becoming virulent again. But when you stop and think of the 8 cases of polio against what we saw when I was growing up, and I'll never forget that in summertime, my mom wouldn't let me go to a a swimming pool because of the fear of polio. And people were contracting polio. And of course, there were people in iron lungs. And I witnessed the ravages of polio with the crippled children, the crippled spines. The doctor in my town who had to live in a respirator now, he had had an iron lung at one time, and he still had one in the back room and had to sleep in it, but at least he could be up and out of it, but wearing a big chest mold that he strapped onto himself so he could expand and contract his diaphragm and he could breathe, although with difficulty. I mean, doing away with polio was one of the great accomplishments of all time, and not only here in the United States, but largely throughout the world. And if they'd just done it a little bit more carefully, why, this would have been certainly a great success. But unfortunately, the polio vaccination was a successful tragedy, one of the greatest tragedies of all time. But that's another story, and I hope maybe you'll want to come to our conference, and we'll tell you more about why polio vaccine was a successful tragedy. And then, of course, doing away with the epidemics of childhood diseases. I mean, there used to be epidemics all across the country every year. There'd be a measles epidemic and a small chickenpox epidemic and a mumps epidemic and the kids, in various parts of the country, in large numbers, they get ill every year. And they've done away with this. A great accomplishment, but at a cost. And that cost is you can't fool with Mother Nature. You don't want to fool with Mother Nature because God has set up a wonderful means by which we maintain our immune system. And as you begin to study this, you have to marvel at the way this is set up. And as I began looking into it and studying it in preparation for the talk I'm going to give, there is just so much to learn. And nobody has ever really organized this in a manner that you can remember. And, of course, my mind works with simple things like the ABCs. And so we're going to teach you the ABCDs and the E's and F's and G's of the vaccine situation. A, starting with allergies. Do you know there's been almost a tenfold increase in allergies? And we're talking about the hay fever, where your eyes run and your nose runs, and this is dramatic. Do you realize, of course, there's been a dramatic increase in asthma? And you don't see it in the Amish children who don't get vaccinated. And we'll be back in just a moment. Give us a call, 877-254-7535.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KH&Z sent you, and you appreciate their support of this station. 970-669-3866.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, and let me just reiterate what you just heard. This is a very important radio station, and if you can donate to help them go or buy the products of the people who are keeping this station on, well, please do, because this gives me an opportunity to bring the truth to the people there in Colorado, and I know many times they do the replays of it in drive time, and you know, this is what the only major network. I don't have to put out a large sum of money to be on the network, and believe me, it's expensive what we do, but they've been very gracious here at KHNC, and basically all I have to do is call in every morning, and I have a voice, and they need your help, and they need your financial support, and everybody, you know, radio stations are having difficulties. I know my own ministry, certain number of the people who've been supporters for 10 or 12 or 15 years. I mean, they've lost their jobs. They've had to drop out, and so we're having financial problems, but this station you're listening to is very important. If you can help them financially, do it, because we need to keep a voice there in Colorado. Well, our number again, 877-254-7524, and who do we have calling in?
Yes, good morning, Dr. Stan.
Hi, who's this?
This is Jim.
Hi, Jim.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing good myself. I have two things. I was bitten by a rabbit dog when I was about 6 or 7 years old, and I was bitten just above my eyebrow on my left side.
Uh-huh.
And I went and I started the shots right away, because I was all my parents were told that if you're bitten above the neck, in the neck or the head area, you cannot wait for the animal to go through the quarantine time period and live or die. And they quarantined the dog right away, and I started the shots the next day, and the dog died.
Well,
and so
you are a living testimony to basically the magnificence, really, of the immunization process, and the rabies vaccine is an amazing thing, and you're here to talk about it. And believe me, dying of rabies would be a horrible, horrible way to die.
Yes. And one more thing, if you know this or can confirm it, a person told me late last week that if you are born after 1957, you have a natural immunity to the seasonal and the swine flu.
Well, you have immunity, supposedly, theoretically, to the swine flu, because they're finding out that older people, who are over 65, are not coming down with H1N1. They seem to have a natural immunity to it, and so it's hitting people at a younger age than that. But let me tell you the good news, and that is you're probably already immune to H1N1, even if you're younger, because this epidemic, and they're not telling you this, because they've got over 200 million doses of this vaccine they've got to give away, but the average American probably within 2 weeks will have the disease, be well, and won't even know they've had the disease. They ran a study over in Australia. It was published in the New England Journal of Medicine on the 10th of September this year, and supposedly this is the vaccine, testing the vaccine and those tests in Australia were done to justify the release of the vaccine. Here in the United States, the only trouble is they tested a different vaccine. It's bait and switch, but the average American isn't never going to be told that. So the tests were totally fraudulent, but in those studies, after they'd begun, and they were doing this very hurriedly because it was being put on by people who worked in the vaccine companies, and billions of dollars were at stake. But when they tested the blood of the people in their study, they found that in one group, 15% of the people who studied who had no symptoms at all of any sort of illness were already immune to the disease. In the other group, 39% who had no symptoms, who had already had the disease and were immune to it. Of course, you minimize this finding, and to validate their fraudulent study, they averaged 14% and 39%, and they came up with the conclusion that 15% of their people, 15% of their people were already immune to the disease. Now, I don't know how you can average a 14% and 39% and come up with 15%. As I've read that study, and that you can get it off the Internet, simply go to your search engine and put in Australian study, New England, NEJM, that's New England Journal of Medicine, and Sydney, the H1N1 vaccine study, or H1N1 MF59 vaccine study, and you can get the whole article and read it. And but anyway, most people within 2 weeks will be actually immune to the disease. They'll have it. They'll be immune to it for life. So you certainly wouldn't need that. And if you want to verify what I'm saying, well, you can go up. You can put into your search engine. Do you have a computer?
Yes, we do.
All right. You put into your computer CDC H1N1 surveillance, and it'll take you to a page on the CDC where, of course, you can, basically, CDC H1N1 surveillance, it'll take you to the page for the CDC, and there's a map at the right upper quadrant with various states colored brown, and the and some are orange and some are yellow. And so if you click on the map, pull it down in living color. And that is how they're telling one another. They don't want the public to know this, but how far the disease has spread. And there's over the latest one is October 2nd. That's a release, 3 or 4 days ago. That was a release that you would have had on Friday. And it shows you that the brown is widespread. The epidemic is H1N1 epidemic is very, is widespread throughout the community. Once you get the disease, you're immune for life. And the last thing you want to do is be vaccinated for a disease you're already immune to, because it revs up your immune system and can lead to all sorts of immune responses and chronic fatigue. But you'll see that this epidemic, especially in Colorado, is certainly widespread, and so most people are infected already. And nobody's going to tell you that the vaccine is totally unnecessary. Hey, we're out of time. Anything else you want to say?
That is it. Thank you very much.
God bless. We'll be back in just a moment here. The American Freedom Company.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Allstate Sweeping reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message is from Allstate Sweeping. They're a concerned area business working toward drug-free communities for our youngsters. That's Allstate Sweeping, located at 10150 East 106th Avenue in Brighton.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and Sydney, I want to remind you that we are holding an all-day conference. It's going to be on the 25th of October. If you can come, it's going to be a great conference. We're having great speakers, but you have to have reservations. We're serving lunch, and it'll be from early morning until late, until the end of the day. And so give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. I think we're going to have a good turnout despite the recession. At least some of our supporters still have jobs. And if you can come, well, I would love to see you. And then, of course, we hope many of you want to get the material. Right now, of course, the most important things are to understand the swine flu epidemic, and we have a great four-tape set on this, and it's all a fraud. They're spending millions of dollars to convince you that the government has a wonderful plan for you, and it's going to destroy the lives of millions of people because they're going to be vaccinated. They're going to be vaccinating people who are already immune to the disease. By the time the vaccine becomes readily available, why most people who have contracted the disease have lifetime immunity, and the only thing you can accomplish by vaccinating them again is to damage their immune system and produce the myriad of diseases that comes when men try to play God and, of course, alter the immune system. And one of the end results of that is the disastrous autism epidemic. We're now one in every 60 boys in the United States has suddenly had is autistic, and their lives are destroyed, and their families' lives are destroyed. And at this meeting, they had a number of autistic children there, and such tragic victims of evil and wicked people. And you must understand, there really are evil and wicked people who want to destroy the minds of children. And if you've never read the words of George Bernard Shaw on page 50 of his book, The Impact of Science on Society, where he talks about how in this wonderful utopian society that lies ahead, and of course he's writing in 1953 about what's going on today, and he writes, diet, injections, and injunctions will be used to so alter the mind that future objection to the powers that be will be unthinkable. Diet, injections, and injunctions will be used to so alter the minds of the children that any future objections to the policies and the power that be will be unthinkable. What do you think they're putting in the injections to alter the minds of the little children, to destroy them, to produce the autism epidemic we see today? And the fact that they're lying to you, and if you look at Wall Street Journal yesterday, you will see, of course, 1 in 100 American children is now autistic. Who's going to care for them? Oh, they said, they've always been here. We just didn't recognize them. We pick them up more easily today. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not true. It's simply another one of those lies that they tell. Because you can go to the nursing homes and look for the autistic people, and there aren't any there, because this is a new disease, and they've created it by diet, injections, and injunctions, and they know what they've done. How do we know that they know what they've done? Why, very simply, because of the Simpsonwood meeting, and you can get that off the Internet, but we're running out of time. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get a case of our book, or stick to them for 100. 2995. Give us a call and pray for America. Pray for your living. Thank you.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting...